Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome here. Welcome to Mike Davis, the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I know I've got an exciting show lined up here for you today. I've got an exciting guest lined up here for you today. Not just a guest, but a personal and dear friend of mine. I know that she's been on the show before. She actually kick-started this show on Blog Talk Radio when, you know, back in the day when we first started. And that's a great friend of mine. That's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for inviting me back on your show. It's always a pleasure to join you. I always look forward to us getting together and doing these kind of shows. It's always lovely to connect to new people that I've never done readings for before as well. And as you know, I like to do psychic predictions as well as linking into the spirit world. But I work as an animal communicator as well. So people sometimes ask me about their pets that are living or pets that are in the spirit world too.
Yeah, and you know, that's exciting as well, Elizabeth, isn't it? Because I know that, you know, that sometimes we have callers up asking, can we communicate to the animals and so on. I know that you're a perfect person for that, because I know that you've communicated to my dear Marley a few times.
Oh, what a lovely dog Marley is as well, and he's a very strong telepathic communicator. And it's always good because animal communication, lots of people have heard of it, but of course there are still people that are not familiar with it. It's a telepathic and a psychic link to animals that are alive. So very good, say, if your animal's got a behaviour issue or a health issue, or you just want to know a little bit more about what they're thinking. But you know, you can also connect to animals that have crossed over into the spirit world, just like that you can connect to people, because animals have souls. And I believe animals go to a heaven, the same one where people go to. So it's all very interesting when animals come through. And of course, lots of people have had strong bonds with their pets and they miss them just like a person when they've gone as well. So we can get very emotional where our animals are concerned. So it's lovely to make those links as well. But what also I like to do, Mike, is that, of course, I've got my own radio show on the Bridge Radio, which you're a big part of that show every Sunday as well. So we love working together on the radio, don't we?
You know, Elizabeth, it's been the one thing that we've been doing now for several months now, isn't it?
We do, and we try to help people with their own psychic development, because a lot of people that listen into these kind of shows not only just want to link with their loved ones in the spirit world and have some evidence from them, or maybe I like to use oracle cards so they need some guidance or to look at what's coming up for them in the future. Sometimes that's helpful when we've got a problem that we're trying to encounter and deal with. But also, these people that listen into our shows very often have got their own psychic abilities, but they don't know how to channel that or how to develop that. But we try on the Spiritual Calling Show on the Bridge Radio every Sunday, which, of course, you come on, to help people develop their own psychic gifts. So we always look at psychic development and what people can do in their own home in order to kickstart that off or develop gifts that they've already got. So clairvoyance is very important, and opening up your third eye is good, and that's what you love to teach people, don't you, Mike?
Most definitely, you know, and I want to pick up a little bit there as well, because the experiment we've done today, and I want to just talk a little bit about the experiment that we've done. We just had a simple little small Pyrex dish, that's the only way to describe it, isn't it? A bowl with water in it. We had all the lights dimmed in your studio there. We had a blue light shining up on it. And once you kind of tap the water, it creates a ripple effect in the water, which with the blue light shining up on it, it magnifies that up onto like a white background or on a white wall. And the thing that Ken, because your producer Ken kind of works with all of the challenges we set out. I mean, you know, some wonderful information and wonderful evidential stuff can come from just simple things like water, light. You know, we've touched upon colors, we've touched upon candle scrying, we've touched upon lots of things, you know, tea leaf reading. There's a whole list, you know, just colored circles, colored ribbons. Because I remember Ken saying to me in the very beginning, you know, there's not a psychic bone in my body, you'll never get me working. And, you know, for the past, the past 4 months, Ken has been giving communication, been giving messages each and every week, isn't he?
Well, I think he's surprised himself. Not only surprised us and surprised our regular listeners, he's surprised himself. And that just goes to show, if you are open-minded, you can have a go and you can sometimes meet with fantastic results and unleash a gift that maybe you never even realised you had. And the beauty of trying all these different things, I mean, you've talked about ribbon reading, wax scrying, we did some water scrying today, we've done telepathic exercises, we've done some psychometry, and it opens up your clairvoyant ability, your clairaudient ability, your clairsentience, your clear feeling. That, do you know what, sometimes when we try these different things, some people are very good at one thing or another, so it enables everybody to have a little go at everything and see what they connect with, what's their way of working. I know for myself, I love to use oracle cards and I feel very connected to oracle cards and I enjoy using them. I get great results with cards. Some yes. people don't use cards at all. Like you said, they might use coloured ribbons or they might do psychometry where they'd hold a piece of jewellery or a possession of somebody that's gone over into the spirit world in order to do a reading from them. And some people don't use any things at all. But it's all good development and it's all good to experiment with different methods to see what you connect with, what's right for you.
Yeah, of course. You know, and each and every one of us has, you know, but I believe that we're all born in this life with an ability to be psychic. But not all psychics will become mediums. And I believe that, you know, that we can build on those bridges that we have to kind of make a link to spirit in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, that's what we're basing tonight on as well, isn't it? You know, for people to call in here to the studio. I must apologize to all the listeners and the callers first because it's kind of a little bit makeshift tonight because, as you would know, last week I had a few connection issues. And that's my fault because I kind of lost my internet, Elizabeth, and changing providers, and when people promise you that you're not going to lose connection, and well, I have, big time. But you're not. You know, I'm using a different Wi-Fi connection. So, you know, the sound does go in and out a little bit here tonight. I do apologise to everyone, but you know, bear with us, and you know, we'll do our very best.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing some readings for your listeners, because of course, every week I do readings for listeners mainly from the UK, and I know on your shows, Mike, you get a lot of listeners from the USA and all over the world, and that's exciting for me to be able to branch yeah. out, you know, internationally. And so I'm looking forward to that. I've got all my oracle cards at the ready here. I know there's going to be people who've got questions about their love life this evening, about their career, about moving house, about are their people, their loved ones, okay in the spirit world? Are they doing well? That always seems to be a common question too. But also, if they've got any animal questions they want to ask, please feel free to do so. So I'm looking forward to connecting to your listeners this evening, Mike.
Good. Well, I'm pleased about that. But Elizabeth, let's just tell our listeners how they can get hold of you. They can get hold of you on Facebook under Elizabeth Lee-Crowther, isn't it?
That's it. I've got a bit of a funny double-barreled name. It's Elizabeth Lee, L-E-E, with a hyphen, and then Crowther. C-R-O-W-T-H-E-R. Elizabeth Lee Crowther. You can send me a message via Facebook, or you can use my personal email. if you prefer. And my email address is animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk. That's animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk. If you want to send me a personal message or use Facebook, I do private readings, and I can offer private readings on Skype as well if anybody would like that. And I do charge £25 for 1 hour reading, which we can look at all aspects of your life, past, present and future. If you'd like an animal communication reading, which is a private animal communication reading, again, I charge £35 English pounds for that. Don't know what it is in dollars, but it would be easy to convert it on PayPal. So if you want a whole hour of me or to yourself, we can arrange that through Skype as well.
If you're not friends with Elizabeth, come on Facebook page, which is Mike Davis Medium, and you will see Elizabeth Lee Crowther there within the posts, and you can just click on the name, and it will take you straight to Elizabeth's page. So that's wonderful, Elizabeth. You know, people know how to get hold of you. Again, you can get hold of me through the Facebook pages. You can come on over to Facebook to mysprit.fm. Come and like that page. It's again quite popular now, which is wonderful, and it's reaching lots of people. You can get in touch with me on my brand new website, which is www.mikedavismedium.com. So that's a few ways you can get hold of myself. And obviously, if you want to call into the show tonight, then please do so. The number you need to dial in is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. If you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, or if you need the link to Blog Talk Radio, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. That's where you'll find the Skype button. You can press the Skype button and come straight through here to the studio, to myself and to Ken, because I know that Ken is working behind the scenes here tonight, working very hard. So thank you, Ken. And Ken is like our little angel up on our shoulder tonight, Elizabeth, because if I go, Ken's going to be there to pick up the pieces. Let's just put it that way there, too.
I can talk for England. So, you know, me and Ken will manage. Don't worry.
Well, in bands, you know. You know, I was just thinking, Elizabeth, maybe I should just pretend and go put my feet up for 5 minutes. No, I would never do that to you, Elizabeth, and I wouldn't do that to Ken. If you want to get hold of us, please just come and call into the studio. You can have a reading with either myself or with Elizabeth here today. Whether it be for your animal communication or just links from the spirit world, you're more than welcome to call in. I know that we're going to go to a short break in just a few moments, but before I do, I want to say about my trips that's coming up very soon. And you know, Elizabeth, 4 weeks Wednesday, that's when I start my tour. In the USA, which is, I can't believe it's come around that quick. You know, I'm going to Florida, to West Palm Beach. And if anybody wants more information about that, come and join me on the Facebook pages of Mike Davis Medium. And that's where I'll be able to direct you to the right place to find out all the information there. So I'm really looking forward to that. 4 weeks Wednesday, I'll be going, which is the 26th of September, which I'm really looking forward to. So, you know, come and join us, Mike Davis Medium, for more information upon that. So, Elizabeth, we're going to go to a few, a short commercial break. We're going to just play a few little songs here, and we'll be right back just after these.
Listen, to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't conceive. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning to find relief. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own
vampires in their prime. We're all bloodless and blind, and longing for a life beyond the silver moon.
Welcome back. For all of you who've just joined us, welcome. You're listening here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, with my amazing guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hiya, Mike. I'm all ready to go.
Ready to go. Well, then let's get ready to take some callers. You know, if you want to call in, you can, and the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there's a Skype button there. You can press it, and then that way it's free if you call in here to the studio. Or if you're not listening on Blog Talk Radio and you need the link to Blog Talk Radio, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's where you need to go, and that's where you'll find the Skype button. But let's go to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have Alison here. Hi, Alison, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Alison, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
From Colorado, absolutely wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Alison?
I just like to hear whatever comes through from the other side.
Okay, so I'm going to hand you over to Elizabeth, okay, and,
okay.
And Elizabeth will do her very best to work with you there. Okay, Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Hello, Alison.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, lovely to speak to you today. I'm going to just have a look at some cards for you first, then I'll make a link into Spirit, okay?
All right, thank you.
And let's just see what we've got. Lovely cards coming out straight away. Right. Now, I think that at the moment for you, what I want to say is that you've been going through a bit of a difficult time in your life, because I've pulled out the card that says mental conflict, as like you're wrestling with your conscience or you're wrestling with something. And I do believe there's lots of decisions that you need to make that are coming up very shortly. But I feel currently where you're at is that you feel like you're a little bit trapped and restricted, because I've got the card that says trapped in fear. But I know you're going to overcome that, because next to that I've got the Triumph card, where you come through this phase of your life and things, you feel like you've overcome a battle with something and things get much better for you. Now, do you understand that, Alison?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, so it's showing that to me. What's lovely is that you've also got in your reading the card that says universe, which means where you're at now, you can take things forward, and it's like you've got the world in your hands. You can make choices and decisions based on what you really want in your life and where you want to go. Now, I have two or three people trying to connect to me from the spirit world, and I'll explain what I get. Straight away, I have a lovely lady that's trying to come in to be remembered to you. She's got a nice, gentle, soft energy. And I look at her and I feel like she's a very cuddly person. I would describe her as being a little bit sort of old-fashioned, but a little bit plump in her build. And it's like somebody who wants to put her arms around you and give you a cuddle from spirit, because she would do that when she was here. I also think she was one of these people that was very good at telling you good advice and giving out good advice, and in a very calm way when she was here. And I think you really miss that, because you would feel that when you were in a difficult situation or when you were worried about something, she would be the person that you could rely on, that you could turn to, and she would offer help, whether that was good advice or even financial help, because it feels like this lady would want to help you in every facet of your life. Do you understand that, Alison?
Well, it doesn't really, the physical part kind of sounds like my maternal grandmother, but my grandmother's personality, that doesn't fit her, the way you described her doesn't fit her personality.
Okay.
The way you're describing the personality fits more of a neighbor that I knew when I was a child.
That's fine, because do you remember I said I've got two or three people trying to connect?
Okay.
And what happens is when it's like being in a room and everybody's talking in one go. So I'll pick up one thing from one and one thing from the other, but this is their way of telling you that they're both here. Okay?
Okay.
So I've got them. I've got like a dual link coming in. So they're both wanting to be remembered. Also, they give me, and now this might be somebody on Earth, but do you understand I get the name of Helen? And also, I want to say the name of Rose or Rosemary. Can you place those names?
No, not at all, no.
Well, I want you to write that down when you get off the call, because I'm seeing that very strongly, and I don't want you to forget that, because you will understand them. I know when I get things from spirit, it's always for a reason, so I don't want you to forget that. Now, would you understand that one of these people had great difficulty in walking around from A to B, because I feel that one of them had mobility problems. Very difficult. Yeah. Do you understand that, Alison?
No, since I don't know either of these people, I don't understand that either.
Right, who would be the person before they crossed over into the spirit world that was struggling with their legs and mobility and couldn't walk properly?
I don't. Are you talking? If you mean somebody in my family, I wouldn't know. I have no idea who that could be.
Well,
no,
I get
no,
somebody.
No idea.
Let me explain. I've got somebody coming in. They're showing me a picture which looks a bit like a walking frame. You know, when somebody needs something to help them, and it looks
walker.
Like I can see like a walking frame, and they're showing it me saying, I didn't like using it. I had to use it because that was the only way I could get from A to B. I was struggling and I didn't want to use it, but I got to, and they're showing it to me. Can you understand who you're connected to that struggled, where that's concerned?
No, I have no idea who that person was. I really don't know very much about my...
Okay.
Nothing is striking.
Okay, no worries. Don't worry about it, but that is something maybe that you want to go off and research, okay?
Okay.
So just remember that that's there. But these are the two people linking very strongly for you. Now, I want to say that there is connections to the month of June, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The month of June is coming up for a significant birthday or anniversary. Now, you've also got the cards around you where finances and career are concerned. So I look at this and say that finances are going to improve, but there is something where finances are currently for you that you need to look at, and you need to really go through things with a fine-tooth comb, because I look at that area of your life at the moment is out of balance, and I think you need to be on top of it, and you need to be dealing with things so that things don't slip and slide, is the way that it's been shown to me. Now, I also see in your reading, I've got the lovely honeymoon card, which is all about connections being made with romance, and it means that there's going to be romance where you go. I see abroad, and I don't know whether you've ever fancied travelling to Italy, but I want you to remember that this country has been given and shown to me as a location that would be very favourable for you to visit in the future. And I feel that that will be with somebody that you have very strong romantic feelings for, okay?
Okay.
So they're showing me that very clearly. That's coming up later. I see that as coming up sort of almost like a year from now, is how I interpret that for you. Now, I've also got the card that says change the scenery. So there is something either about relocation for you or even decorating your current environment so that things feel as good as they can possibly feel in your environment. Would you also understand feeling very dissatisfied with where you're at home, where you're living? Do you have this sense of discontent or dissatisfaction?
On the contrary, I rent a room in a house that, you know, I just rent a room in a house. On the contrary, I love where I live. I love the situation. I love the location. I love the energy in the land here. It's probably the most relaxing place I have lived in for decades.
Okay, well, do you understand, before you came to this home, the home before you had, did you have this real dissatisfaction and discontent?
Almost all my homes have been like that.
Okay, because this is what I could see around you in the past, was all this dissatisfaction was where you were and discontent. So it's lovely that now you've found somewhere where you've changed that scenery and you've changed that outlook, because I know that from spirit this is very much being seen for you, where you were not settled and you were not happy, okay? Now, I also want to say to you that there will be a connection with a man with the initial L, and I want to say either the name of Len or Larry. I need you to write that down when you get off the call, okay?
Okay.
Because they show me Len or Larry, and that's going to be very important to you.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I also pick up on the name of either Marie or Marjorie or Margaret.
Okay.
That is coming in. You've got cards that say crown chakra, and I believe that you're just now really coming into your own where spiritual development is for you, because it's like I'm seeing you take a leap forward into having a lot of faith and a lot of trust where mm-hmm. that's concerned, and I do believe you need to push yourself forward where mm-hmm. your psychic energies are. you've got the vegetarian card next to that. So you've got to be very mindful of what you're putting into your body, because mm-hmm. it's like we've got to keep a pure channel in order mm-hmm. for your psychic development to grow. Mm-hmm. So it's about focusing on where you're at with dietary and ingesting things. Mm-hmm. I know you need to drink plenty of water, because mm-hmm. it's like we need to flush things out and so that you're refreshed and ready. Because they show me that you have your own psychic ability, but it's mm-hmm. something that you need to be pushing on with and really gathering ground now where that's concerned. Now, mm-hmm. I see horses. I'm looking and I'm seeing pictures of horses. Was there somebody you were connected to that was riding lots of horses, or was this something that you did yourself?
I used to do that. I used to help a neighbor who had horses when I was a child. Used to clean the stalls and that kind of stuff. And then in return, I was able to ride her horses. So that's what that connection is.
Because I can see that, and what they're saying to me is, remember those feelings that you used to get when you were riding horses, where you would just be in a totally different bubble. You know, you would be in a different world, if you like, where you would be able to completely zone out, do you know what I mean, and be connected with, like, nature, and you wouldn't think of anything else. You'd have tremendous healing and connection with the horses. And what I want to say to you about that, Alison, have you got anywhere you could go to reconnect with horses again, currently or in the future?
It would take some distance of driving to go and just be in their presence. In terms of riding or anything like that, I can't even afford my rent, so there's no way I can afford the luxury of, renting a horse for an hour, horseback riding trails or anything of that nature.
I appreciate what you're saying. It's just almost like, for you, just to be around horses is a really good thing. It's very therapeutic.
Right, yeah.
So just look at, you may, now that it's been raised, even meet somebody who says to you, oh, I've got horses myself and I'll take you with me. But I think something's going to come up for me to get that in the reading, where there will be an opportunity for you to reconnect there, because I do see that as very good for you mentally and spiritually, you know. Mm-hmm. So just remember that that's being given, and a link there that I pick up on is the name of Pamela. Okay?
Okay.
So this will all pan out in the future, but just remember Pamela and the connection there with the horses, because I think that you'll understand that later, and that will be extremely beneficial. Now, I want you to think about using lots of natural oils like lavender, pure essential oil, because I think that that's going to help you have a good quality sleep. Okay?
So a good quality. I'm sorry. What was that? You broke down, broke out for a moment. Have a good quality.
Good quality sleep.
Sleep. Okay.
They show me lots of lavender oil for you, so that you are able to meditate. They're telling me that's very important for you, and good quality sleep. I'm also getting the connection with the name of Peter, okay?
Yeah.
So I need you to put that down as well.
I know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there is something where you either need to communicate with Peter, but there is something mm-hmm. that you need to draw close to or really think about where that person is concerned.
Yeah, he's the one. He's the one creating the distance, not me.
Well, it's almost like things need to be put into perspective there.
Yeah, I agree, and he's been negligent on that, not me.
Okay, well, I think sometimes you can have these situations with people, and although you may not actually be the one that's in the wrong, it's very often because you're a very caring person, you're the one who has to back down to try and smooth the water and try and get them to see that, you know, is it worth falling out over because they're trying to gain a level of perspective on that situation. Can you
they're
hear me?
They're trying to gain a level of, what was the word?
Just a level of perspective on the situation.
Oh,
it's almost like it's being blown out of proportion.
No, he's not stepping up to the plate as he's being called to do it. It's not we haven't had a falling out or anything like that. He's just being incredibly negligent in matters concerning us. He's ignoring
us. I understand what that concerns. I can appreciate where you're at there. Now, where finances are concerned for you, Alison, I do believe things will improve and that you will be able to manage, okay? I do see like a nice cash injection coming to you just around sort of the 15th of December, which is going to be very much needed, but it will come in a very unexpected way.
Okay?
And I'm going to leave it there. So I hope you go away now. Just jot those things down on a piece of paper, put today's day, and every now and again get it back out and have a look at your reading. And then you'll find all the little bits that make sense.
There was one thing you mentioned I didn't quite catch because the phone cut out. When you talked about the trip to Italy and the romance, do you mean that I'm going to Italy with somebody from my country, like I'm already in a relationship and we make that romantic trip? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, there will be a romantic trip between you and a romantic partner, okay?
Yeah, I didn't quite catch that because the phone cut out.
I don't want to say that was in the past. I mean it's coming up for you for the future.
Okay, alrighty.
That'll certainly be something well-deserved for you there. Great fun. So you embrace that opportunity when it comes.
And you said about career being, is there some kind of improvement coming up very soon? Is that what you said? You were breaking up a little bit on the phone again at that point, too. Is there some improvement? I have got to get out of the job I'm in. It's devastating my life right now. I have to move on.
You will have an improvement where that's concerned in the middle of December.
No, I'm looking for a new work by the end of this week. I'm planning on securing a new job by the end of this week. It has to.
Will you just listen to what I want to tell you very quickly. You get into soon will be a stepping stone.
Okay.
The middle of December, you get something that's much more suited to you.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's all right.
Just remember that's coming to you, but we're going to have to leave it there. Okay,
that's
Alison.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call today, and good luck
to you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. You too.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Alison, for calling. And we will have a copy of that in the archives. I'll say thank you very much. Okay, let's move straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Lisa on. Lisa, are you there with us? Lisa, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you? Hello?
Well, I'm doing very well. I think my connection is a problem.
Hello,
so I'll hand you back over to Elizabeth tonight.
Oh, great. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Hi. Hello there. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can just about hear. I'm really sorry, but I didn't catch your name.
This is Lisa from Florida.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you for joining us today on the show.
Oh,
is there anything in particular you'd like me to look at for you with your reading today?
Yes, I would like you to try and contact my mother.
Okay, so Mom's in Spirit World.
Yes, she is.
Okay, now, as I look at that for you, Lisa, I keep looking at the number 4. Has Mom been gone for 4 months or 4 years?
2004.
Oh, it's 2004. Oh, that makes sense. Because she keeps, if I've got mom, she keeps showing me the number 4. So that's fine if it was 2004. That makes perfect sense to what I can see. Would you understand as well, mom having a lot of breathing difficulties, Lisa?
Yes.
Because I've got the lady that connects in that I believe is mom, but she's shown me before she crosses an awful lot of breathing difficulties for her and a lot of problems in the chest area. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I know I'm with mom. I know I'm with mom then. And also she keeps showing me the initial A. The initial A has been very significant in the family.
That's my sister, Antonette. We just recently reconnected after 8 years.
So that, did you say that was your sister?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because mom shows me that has been very significant to her and in the family. Mom also talks to me about the month of January as a birthday or anniversary. January.
I can't think of anything in January.
Okay, don't worry, but just remember that that's been given. You'll think of it in a minute or when you come off the call. It will make sense to you. Now, mom is very proud of you, she says, because you found it very difficult to come to terms with her passing and it affected you very, very badly at the time, she tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
She said she's very proud of you because since that time you really made a conscious decision to pull yourself up out of the dark and to carry on. It was almost like one morning you got out of bed and you said to yourself, do you know what, I've got to sink or I've got to swim and I'm going to swim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to really get myself together now and I'm going to move forward. She congratulates you because she sees you doing some kind of achievement. I don't know whether you went back to school or college and gained a qualification, but do you understand?
Yes, I've been in school for 4 years. Maybe that's where the 4 comes in.
Okay, well, she's very proud of you for doing this, that she shows me. And she wants to, from the spirit world, give you this real pat on the back and say, you're doing the right thing, you're doing the right thing, Lisa, because she's so proud that you've gone back to school and that you've been gaining all these qualifications, because she's really on your side with that. She's very, very proud. She's just shown me also, who would have the initial B? Is there anybody like Beverly or Ben?
My sister's husband is Bob.
Oh, okay. So she's shown me the initial B, and again, she's very much drawing close to your sister as well and looking at her life going on. And what's lovely as I look at Mom, she holds up a little cat. So there must have been a family cat that's over there in the spirit world with her. Can you place that?
Yeah, I had 2 cats a long time
ago. Okay, well, Mom's got that. The cat's over there with her that she shows me. She's a very jolly character, very happy-go-lucky character. But I do believe Mom struggled financially when she was here. Do you understand that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Because she says that she had to try very hard to make ends meet, and it was extremely difficult. Sometimes she said that she struggled to put a meal on the table because finances were very tight. Do you understand that, Lisa?
Yes, I do.
And I know your mom did her best and that she scrimped and she saved because she always wanted to give you good birthdays and that she always wanted to make, like, Christmas time very special for you. And so she had to really, really plan in advance. And I know this lady is very hard working when she was here on Earth. Do you understand that?
Yes, she was.
And this is what she says. And it's not because she's trying to look back on any times that were sad for her, but this is part of your lives together. She actually looks back on things with very warm, happy memories, okay? She talks to me also, who is the person that would have had a blood disorder? I don't know whether somebody was a haemophiliac or had some sort of leukemia, but who would have had a blood disorder? Can you hear me, Lisa? Are you still there, Lisa?
Hello.
Hello, Lisa. I thought I'd lost you for a minute.
Oh,
I've got
no, I'm here. I don't know who had a blood disorder.
She's talking to me about somebody who had a blood disorder, okay? She shows it me very strongly. Or is anybody having treatment for that currently?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Now, she shows me somebody of a similar age to yourself. Have you got a friend that's been going through this?
I have a twin brother, but I don't think he's going through any kind of blood disorder.
No. It's not. It doesn't look male. This looks like a female. It's not your brother. It's not your twin brother.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I know I had a friend a few weeks ago tell me his daughter had leukemia.
Ah, there we go. Okay. Because it's something like that, and it's Mom's way of proving to you that she's watching what's going on around you and listening into conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's her validation. I'm with you, I'm listening in. Okay? And this is the way she's shown it now. She also shows me little blue flowers, like little blue forget-me-not flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I look at that, and whenever I see the colour blue, it always means about communication, and it's about you need to talk to somebody, and there's links that need to be made. And I almost feel there's somebody around you at the moment that I don't know whether you've had a bit of a disagreement with them or you're desperately trying to get them to talk to you on a deep level, and that's really hard to get them to open up. Do you understand that?
I've been trying to talk to my ex-husband into helping me, but he's been horrible.
Okay, and it's a real problem trying to get that level of having good mm-hmm. communication. Mom shows me that, you see. And,
oh, yeah, he's so bitter.
Okay. She says that it's very much that you're trying to communicate and there is nothing coming back from that direction. She
right.
says you need to keep trying with him, but he's very hurt. And he is not a very forgiving type of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know
okay.
that.
Okay. She says, you try a little bit more, but if you can't make any headway, sometimes we have to just call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been homeless for a month, and my niece finally took me in, my sister's daughter. So I'm very grateful about that.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
Anything to say about that? Because I lost my home a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I know Mom's watching and talks about this situation. Now, I'm going to pull out an angel tarot card for you, which is a wonderful card. It's the Five of Water. Now, when we get this, it says things are coming out. You're coming out of a painful time in your life where things are now going to improve. So you've got to start seeing the positive things around you in the situation. Okay, it's no good crying over spilt milk, all right? Because things have happened and we have to move on. We have to embrace the positive. And I know Mom says you're going into a better phase from the end of October this year is when things start to pick up for you.
You see me get my own place to live and getting a job?
You will, and there'll be connections to a lady called Sally. Okay?
And that won't happen till the end of October?
I'm seeing the end of October where things, you feel much better and things are much brighter for you. Until then, I do feel that you'll manage and you'll be okay, but end of October, things really come right. And that's when you can sit back and take a big sigh of relief.
Okay. What does she think about me and my sister getting back together?
What does she think about what? I couldn't hear you, Lisa, very well then, I'm sorry.
What does she think about me and my sister reconnecting, reuniting?
Well, she mentions your sister a lot, and I know that Mom wants people in the family to be together and to reconnect because she likes to look back on childhood when you were all together, which gives her great joy. So I know that that is a very good thing. And we're going to have to leave it there now, I'm afraid, Lisa, because
okay,
we've got other callers to speak in. God bless you, and you take care.
Okay, thank you, Lisa, there, for calling. And remember, to download a copy of your reading in mikespirit.fm. And let's move on. I believe the next caller that we have is area code 954. Hi, area code 954. Can I take your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Florida, and I'm waiting on you to come down. I'll be waiting for you at West Palm.
Well, I'm heading there in just over 4 weeks' time, so I'm looking forward there to coming over to Florida. I'm really excited to be there. And I'll say that's going to be on the show next week, and I'm sure that there'll be more to announce where I'm going to be, what times, and how you're going to be able to obtain tickets and everything else. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm going to come up and see you.
Well, you know, please do, and please come and say hi, because, you know, I do like to meet lots of people, you know, particularly people that listen to the show. Come and say hi and introduce yourself to me there.
I will.
Okay, so what can I help you with this evening, or this afternoon, rather, with you?
Well, as you probably already know, I've been having some financial difficulty for not just the last week or month or year, but several years, and what do you see for me in the next week or two or month or 3 months or whatever? Because I'm just trying to keep a roof over my head at this point and stay alive.
Okay. I can appreciate that. You know, the thing I always say is this, Steve, that I normally would connect to the spirit world, and I'm going to do that there for you and see what they have to say. Is that okay for you?
That's all right by me.
Okay. Because I know that... See, as I've got somebody here that's connecting with me, I know I've got a lady in the spirit world that makes a connection. And as I've got this lady, I believe that she would link to your mum's side of your family, because I know that she ties to me within your mum's side. I know that she would be a lady that I believe that she would have been kind of suffered a great deal before she passed this. Do you understand who I have with me?
Yeah, that's my grandmother, probably.
Okay. And I know that she seems to be slimming down a little before she passes on to the spirit world, because I know as I'm seeing her, she seems to slim down a little towards the end of her life there. And I know as well as she comes through that she makes me aware that this illness, whatever she had, took its toll upon her. And I believe that she deteriorated very quickly before she passed on to the spirit world. Does that make sense to you with your grandmother?
Yes, she had cancer and she went from healthy to rapidly dying. Yeah.
There we are, bless her heart, because I know that she's with us at the minute, yeah, okay? And I'm just asking her the same question as you said to me about finances, because I know it's difficult. You know, she says to me, hang on in there, okay? Hang on in there, because I know that you've had thoughts of either moving somewhere else or you've been thinking of just leaving. And she says to me, no, that's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is just hang on in there. And I know that things will turn around quite quickly. Now, she just reverts to the way that she passed of it went downhill very rapidly. Now, I believe it's going to be similar there for yourself, but not downhill. I believe it's going to be coming uphill very quickly there for you, okay? So I know that, see, you've been applying. Why do I see you in, like, a job of where I want to put you as if you're packing things together to put into a truck, as if you're... So have you been applying this, Steve, for new positions?
Yes, a lot of them. I've applied for 25 jobs in 3 weeks.
Okay, that is a lot. Okay, so would you understand the one that would mean that you would be packing things into a truck and for it to be delivered? Do you understand of that job that you've applied for?
No, that escapes me. I mean, I did apply for a catering driver for a caterer, but I don't recall anything else with a truck.
Okay, because, well, if it is that it's a caterer, then obviously you would have to, a driver for a caterer, then obviously you would have to put things into a truck or into a van or whatever it may be. Well, I know that's what I can see you doing there, okay? So, you know, you hang on in there, because things will turn around quite quickly there for you. Now, I do believe I need to say to you that of where you are in life, I know that you're struggling. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you feel as if your life is like kind of falling apart in front of your eyes? Does that make sense to you as well?
Yes, I'm quite destitute and indigent right now.
Okay. Because I know that she makes a way that you believe as if your life is starting to fall apart one by one in front of your eyes, okay? And she says to me, you know, it's not always the case. It doesn't have to be this way. You have a little... See, you are aware of the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
See, because she tells me here, see, as you are aware of the spirit world, that you're kind of seeing things on a different level now. You are working together with the spirit world to make sure that things start going right there for you, okay? You keep those thoughts going off because I know that things will work out there for you in just a little while, okay? But we have to be consistent. Keep sending your resumes off. Keep doing what you're doing because I know that it will come back to you tenfold, all right? But I do see as if you're packing things into the back of a truck or into a lorry or whatever you want to call it, and it's almost as if it's going off to be delivered somewhere. And I know that's where I want to put you, which will bring a smile to your face, which will, you know, lift your whole persona, because I know that in life that you feel quite depleted, quite down. I know I want to uplift that vibration. See, I'm also aware of a gentleman here that I believe I want to say dad there to you. So do you understand your dad for me in the spirit world?
My dad?
Yes.
No, my father's still alive.
Okay, so who's the gentleman that comes through like a dad here to me? Now, this could be like your granddad then, okay? But I know that he makes me aware that when he was with us, that he would have been the kind of fellow that would have liked to keep himself busy. I know when he passed, that he makes me aware that he's around his late 60s. And if I'm honest with you, I believe 68 of when he passed home to the spirit world. Okay, so is this your granddad then?
Yeah, that was my grandfather, my paternal grandfather, yes.
Okay, that's fine. See, because sometimes, see, dad comes on the same connection as granddad, and granddad comes on the same connection as dad, and sometimes it gets a bit confusing. But as long as you understand them, that's the main thing. And I know in his dress-wise that he was very casually dressed there, wasn't he?
Yes.
See, because I know he's with me and he's very strong there with you, okay? Now, I know that he had very strong morals in this life, didn't he?
Yes.
See, and he says to me here that where he was strong in his life, he needs you to have the same encouragement in your life, okay? These two people, your grandma and your granddad, is not going to leave you far wrong, okay? They're going to lead you and take you by the hand and make sure that you walk within the love and light of spirit and within the love and light of God, and they will take you to where you need to be. Have a little more faith in yourself and that faith in the spirit world. Does that help you a little bit, Steve?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I do believe you're looking at both of my paternal grandparents there.
Good. Okay, because I know that the two of them come together. So I know that as they come together, that they're coming to embrace you within their love and to uplift you and to carry you forward. Okay. Do you have a problem with your back at the minute then?
Yeah, I have a pinched sciatic nerve.
Aha, because I know that I'm aware of your back, okay, because I know that they give me discomfort at the minute in my back, and I know that that's their way of saying to you, look, we are around you. They know of what's going on there, Steve, okay? So please, you know, you keep looking forward, and these two people in the spirit world will certainly take you in the right direction. Okay, does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you know, you can always download a copy of that reading in my archives. And don't forget, come and say hi to me when we actually meet in Florida.
I sure will. Sure will.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. I'll say bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have area code 520. Hi, area code 520. Can I take your name, please?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, Lisa, from Arizona. what can I help you with this evening?
I was calling to ask you about a contract for writing. Do you see that coming in soon?
Okay, well, I'm going to let Elizabeth have another 5 minutes there, okay, because I know Elizabeth has been working hard because my connection is dropping in and out, so just have to bear with us. Now, as you heard in the last caller, what my forte is to link to the spirit world, and I'll do that there for you, Lisa, if that's okay with you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, okay, see, I know that I have somebody that builds up by the side of me here, and I know that this would be a gentleman that's in the spirit world that would have been quite closely connected there to you. I know that he makes you aware of tears, so I know that's emotion. So I know that he's linked emotionally there with you. So this would be somebody that's quite close in your vibration. Now, I know that this gentleman, I know that he would want me to say to you that when he passed, that it caused a terrific amount of upset in the family, because he says to me that it kind of rippled throughout the family when he passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know that he talks to me that he links within your mum's side of your family, and I believe that he would be like your granddad in your mum's side of your family. Does that make sense there to you, Lisa?
I don't know my family. And my mother was an orphan, but I have a brother on the other side.
Okay. And so would he be very close to your brother when he passed, and would he fit the description I've just given you?
Well, my mother was an orphan, and my brother was the one that passed.
Okay. Let me get some more information off of you, Lisa, and we'll see if it is your brother that's communicating, okay? Would it be right in saying to you that your brother passed very quickly home to the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that it's like he believes that his life was ended quickly, is that right?
Yes.
And see, it's almost as if I want to say to you, it's almost like as if I was at the wrong place. I shouldn't have been there. I shouldn't be in the spirit world. I should still be in this life. That's what this gentleman believes.
I don't know that would fit my brother.
Okay, because I don't want to make anything fit where it's not supposed to, okay? But I know that, see, I'm asking him of how old he was when he passed, and, you know, I know that he didn't reach a fantastic age. I believe as if I want to say maybe my mid-40s, maybe my 50s. I don't want to go much older than that, if I'm honest with you. Is that right? Do you understand that, Lisa? Okay, I think we've lost Lisa there. Yeah, I'm sure we have. Yeah, we've lost Lisa. Lisa, if you want to call back, please do so, and we'll be happy enough to take your call again. But hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Mike. I am here.
I thought that you had dropped off as well and you were gone. We seem to be losing a few of them tonight. But, you know, it's probably my connection, which is fine, and, you know, I accept that. But, Elizabeth, let's just tell everyone now they can get a hold of you again.
Well, you can get a hold of me either on Facebook, which is Elizabeth Lee Crowther, which is L-E-E with a hyphen and then Crowther. Or you can use my personal email address, which is animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk. That's animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk if anybody wants to get hold of me. I do have a weekly show on thebridgeradio.net every Sunday, UK time, 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. And that is really good because you can listen to my show and then listen to your show, Mike, so people can have a real psychic Sunday.
Oh, most definitely. You know, and straight after my show, Elizabeth, there's another wonderful show on, right here on Blog Talk Radio, called Spiritual Journeys, and I'm going to be a part of that later on as well. So it's not just the Elizabeth show on a Sunday and then the Mike Davis medium show on a Sunday, but then we also have Spiritual Journeys with Christine Matthews, another great friend of mine. And, you know, I'm just hoping that this connection is going to hold out that bit longer there. But, you know, that's the three shows that, you know, I kind of listen to each and every week. So it's Elizabeth Lee Crowther on thebridge.net, this show, which is Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, and then Christine Matthews Show with Spiritual Journeys, the Psychic Roundtable on a Sunday. So it's a psychic Sunday all around, Elizabeth, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Because it's so good that people are able to connect. And with the choice of all these shows, it makes it much easier for people to get a reading. And readings are great, especially if you've got a problem or you need a bit of guidance or some reassurance, you know, that things are heading in the right direction for you. It's also good to get another opinion because sometimes when we're immersed in a problem, it's very hard to gain clarity or to see the way forward. So you can have a reading for all sorts of reasons. And of course, not only that, but to connect to your loved ones in the spirit world as well.
Most definitely. Well, you know, as I say, you know, I hope that the connection stays with us tonight. But, you know, fear not. Elizabeth and Ken is there ready to pick up the pieces of when my connection drops again. So let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have a Skype caller, and the Skype name is Tristan. Hi, Tristan. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Can we ask you, is that your name, Tristan, is it?
Yes.
Okay, Tristan. And where are you calling from?
From Florida.
From Florida. Another one from Florida, which is wonderful. And I hope that you're going to come down and visit me when I actually land in Florida in just over 4 weeks' time. So what can we help you with there, Tristan?
I wanted to have Elizabeth see what Spirit gives for the next few months to the end of the year.
Okay, it's all over to you, Elizabeth.
Hello, Tristan. I'll have a look at that for you now. What's interesting is straight away I get a lovely card, which is the Ten of Water. Now, whenever we get water cards in my tarot pack, it's all about things moving forward for you, which is great. And it's all about looking at family life as well with Ten of Water. It's about you feeling quite emotional at the moment, but it's looking at trustworthy relationships as well. So I don't know whether you've had a little bit of uncertainty around family relationships. Do you understand that, Tristan?
Yes.
Because they're shown uncertainty, and it's almost like part of the family not being together or coming apart from each other. And it's almost like silly things, not, you know, sometimes we can have a little bit of an argument with somebody and we forget sometimes why it even started. Because it's very minor, but it can blow up into something more. It's like I see things like that around you, and it's like trying to pull spirit back, trying to pull family back together, because the spirit world would very much like people to be connected. You've also got the Knight of Air card, which is surrounding a man that's in your life or around you, because the knight is always the man. But on the card is the picture of the horse, which I always see somebody going into a bit of a battle there. But it does say that the events will occur with great speed. So be careful and take time that you really review your options. Because you're not to just rush into something full-heartedly. You need to very much make sound, clear choices at the moment. Because I think, as I look at this for you, Tristan, your head is kind of in a foggy place that you can't see things clearly. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I know that the fog is going to lift because we've now got the King of Water card that comes for you. And it's all about knowing who you can trust, but having some really good heartfelt advice from somebody very close to you. Now, I think that you are a very charitable person when you get the King of Water card, because it's always about helping other people, doing things on a charity level. So maybe they don't directly benefit us on a financial level, but you may be benefiting somebody else financially, but in a very good way that brings its own reward. Now, we have a name in the UK of a place called Chelsea, okay? But I want to give you the name of Chelsea. So I don't know how common that name is in the USA. It's a very common name. It's become more increasingly popular here in the UK. But I want you to come off the call and write down the name of Chelsea, okay?
Okay.
Because you're going to have connections there in the future, and you've asked me about the future. And I see a name of Chelsea being connected to you, and it's going to be a good opportunity. I've also got somebody stepping through from the spirit world for you, Tristan. And I do believe that before they crossed over, they had a problem with their head, or there was a problem in their brain. I don't know whether they had a brain tumour or hemorrhage or a stroke, but they show me like headache. And as I look at them in the spirit world, they're putting their hands on the head just as a symbol for me to know what to say. Do you understand that?
Is it a man or a woman?
Well, I never put words into my mouth. You know, I don't ever assume. Now, I don't know, because then all I can see is the symbol of hands on head, headache, brain difficulties before they went over to spirit. And I, if I don't get it, then I don't say it. I will only tell you what I solidly get. And that is what I see. So I don't want to say, oh, it's one or the other, when they're not showing it me. But I know the energy of this person shows that they had a brain problem. Can you place that, Tristan?
I want to say yes, but I can't remember who it would be. I had, like, so many people pass in, like, 5 years.
Okay, don't worry. Let's get me more. Let me have more from the spirit. I'm asking to give me more information here. I believe they were in their late 50s, early 60s when they crossed over, because I've just asked them for an age, okay?
Okay.
So they weren't really, really elderly. They were in the mid-years of their life. They would have worn glasses. They show me spectacles on their face. They would have worn glasses. They also show me they were connected very much to the initial D.
Okay.
Now I believe. Can you place it?
Yes, that must be my stepmother, Diane.
Okay, that's fine. Because I only want to give you the facts of what I get, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we've got Diane stepping forward to be in a loving, helpful way to you, all right?
Okay.
She talked to me also about who has either been having palpitations or gone for an ECG about the heart?
Well, my father passed of a congenital heart disease.
Okay, that's fine, because I'm looking at heart problems. So also Dad then is stepping forward. And I have to be quite specific when I get more than one link from spirit so that we can establish who is saying what and so forth. So these two links are coming through very strongly for you. Now, would you understand somebody's cat that was run over by a vehicle?
No, not at all. We didn't have cats. We're a dog family.
Right. Then they show a cat that was very close in proximity to you. Did you find one in the road?
No.
Oh, I can see it very clearly. I need to say it. It almost feels like it is in where you live, like a neighbor. Has somebody mentioned it recently?
The only thing I can think of is that we found a little kitten like a year ago and gave it to the neighbors.
Oh, okay, that's fine. It's just their way in spirit of giving you information that you can validate that I can't possibly know, to prove they're watching over you. They can see things go on. And they will very often give me something that is not general. Okay, and I know it's like what I've described and you've just confirmed it. So it's their way of proving they are there and they are around you and they're watching. Now, you've been quite worried about money lately. Is that correct?
I was just going to say, I'm like the last caller, or the gentleman caller, I'm indigent and have no money and I'm disabled.
Because they're showing me that money has been a real problem for you and that you keep worrying about it all the time. Now, I'm asking for help about this to see what we can do and what we can advise from spirit through myself to help. And the card that comes up for you, Tristan, is the books card. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
Yes, I have.
Because next to the books card is visualize success. And I do believe very strongly that there is a book that needs to be expressed, that you need to think about writing this book now, because I see a successful book and publishing. So I want you to look at that in a serious way, not just thinking about it, but actively doing something about it.
Okay.
So that is something that you can have a think about, where you'd like to go, because I see that very strongly. I also think that you need to gain information either by going to your local library or sending off for something that it may even be something that you look on the internet, you can research for free, what will give you tips about how to write a book, you know, give you some professional advice. And very often if we Google things, we can get lots of free advice that is all very good and all very helpful there. Now,
okay.
did somebody have a very large dog like a German Shepherd or an Alsatian type dog?
Yeah.
Now, was there a name that sounds like a bit like Huggy or Huey?
No, not that I recall.
Because I also get a name, it's like a H name, like Huggy or Huey. That's the way it sounds as it comes through. And do you recall the dog that lost about 3 teeth?
No, not offhand. I mean, we've had so many dogs.
Because as I look at one in the spirit world, it's like there's gaps where the teeth should be. And I do believe when this dog crossed over, it was between the age of 12 and 14 years old.
Wow, that's not any of my dogs.
It may be that somebody's listening into the show that will understand this, but if not, I just need you to think about that in case it's something that you just haven't brought to mind or somebody talks about, because I'm getting it very clear information here. It's like a German Shepherd. It's got 3 teeth missing. It crossed about the ages of 12 to 14. And I know there's a name like Huey or Huggy or something like that. So if anybody's listening into the show that can take that, please let us know. Email in and let us know. But I get that, so I always have to give it if I get it. So don't worry if you can't take it. These things happen sometimes. Right, now, I'm going to very quickly look at the psychic tarot for you.
Okay.
Now, what I get straight away for you, Tristan, is patience and planning. This is all about your home life. Have you been thinking about moving?
Well, I've been told that I have to leave.
Because they're saying that there is a move coming up for you fairly quickly. But don't worry about it, because it will be better. What comes in is an improvement. And I see you then being on like a low level or a ground level, which makes life easier. Okay?
Okay.
So they're showing me that. And it's so interesting, because next to this property is almost like... not a garage for a car, but you know, do you know what I mean by a carport?
Yes,
of course. Well, it's like an open garage. It's like I look at that next door to it. So then you'll see that. You'll know it's the right property for you. But there's lots of phone calls there to be made and assistance that will come in to help you with that move. Okay? I'm also picking up on a name of Alex or Alexandra. All right?
Okay.
And I need you to write that down when you get off the call, because that is going to fit in quite nicely where all this is concerned about house moving and relocating. I also feel that you can get quite depressed when you haven't been outside for some time, almost like you need a lot of sun on your skin. Obviously in a safe way, of course, but do you understand that?
Actually, I'm the exact opposite. I don't like the sun at all, and I stay away from it.
Well, then you're lacking in vitamin D, and that's why I will get it, because there's not enough sun on your skin.
Yes, I am very white.
So you may need to look at, like, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but you may need to look at a supplement for me to get it in that way, that you need to get sun on your skin. Can be a lack of vitamin D when I get a symbol like that come to me.
Okay.
And it will lift you see. It will give you, like, more energy. Have you been feeling quite run down and tired?
Yes.
That's why. It's like lack in that, like a deficiency. So you need to look at that. I know that I pull out for you the card that says obstacles and challenges, so I know that you feel like you're constantly battling against things. All right?
Yes.
But I also want to say that that the name of Anne or Annie will be important.
Okay.
Okay, so that's coming through. You've got a lovely card here of Passion Ignited, where I know you're going to get your teeth into something that's going to really perk you up and relight your fire, like your spark is ignited. Because at the moment, it's like you've lost your way, or you've lost your spark for life. Do you understand that, Tristan?
Absolutely.
And it's, so this is coming back for you, so have no fear there. That will
when
be...
When is that going to happen?
I see that the end of December, going into next year in January.
Okay.
It's like new learning that will come to you, or a new hobby.
Okay.
So I want you to look around in your area and get something going that you really, really enjoy.
Okay. Do you see anything on the love level? A name or initial?
Okay, let me just grab my romance cards, which are excellent for looking at people's love life and what's coming in for them. Okay, let me have a look. Oh, we've got a lovely card of attraction, so there will be a new attraction for you. Next to that, we've got playfulness, so you'll have a meeting with somebody you're attracted, both attracted to each other. Lots of fun in this relationship for playfulness. But you've got the card of release your ex, so you've got to move on from things that have already gone on in the past. You're not to tar everybody with the same brush, because the person that comes in for you is going to be very different to your usual type. Now, I strongly look at the initial A around this person. I see dark hair for this person, and I don't know whether they're from another country, not from USA, or they've got Italian or Greek descendancy.
Okay.
Because they don't look as Caucasian, if you know what I mean. They almost look a little bit foreign. They've got like sort of almost olive-coloured skin and very dark hair. So you're going to recognise them from that. But they'll be quite studious. And now be quite quiet, but they have a zest for sort of learning, but they like to travel, and they like to go to places which is got a lot of history attached to it, or a lot of architecture. Okay?
Okay.
Is what I want to say about that. But nevertheless, you'll hit it off very, very well, and there'll be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of fun in that relationship, because although they've got a serious side, they've got a very fun-loving side as well, because they've got a really good sense of humour.
When do you see that happening?
Oh, let me see. 3 months. They keep saying to me, 3 months, 3 months.
Okay.
Do you know what? I don't know whether you meet them online. It's almost a computer connection there. So don't be surprised if it's somebody who you actually talk to over the computer first.
Okay.
Okay. So very interesting. Will you keep in touch and let us know how you get on?
Yes, I will. So I shouldn't worry about money. Money is coming.
It is coming. Things will improve, but there will be a relocation for you. And I think when you move, that is also going to be helpful for money coming in, okay? Because it's like it relieves some of your financial constraints around you currently.
Okay, that makes sense, and that would be wonderful.
Okay, it's like money will be released. But remember the books and the writing. That's very good for you, Tristan.
Okay. Thank you,
okay.
Elizabeth.
Lovely to talk to you. You take care now.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed
Thank
afternoon.
Thank you, Tristan, for calling in. And remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, it's only when you start speaking I recognize your voice.
That's funny, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
No, the pleasure is all ours. Thank you, Tristan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I believe that we have area code 805, area code 805, can I take your name, please?
My name's Donna. I'm calling from California.
Well, hello, Donna, there from California. Can I ask you what you was calling in for?
I wanted to know if I was going to meet somebody, you know, like ever get married, or how my finances are going to go, because I work and I kind of depend on winning things and whatnot.
Okay, Donna, no problem. Well, you know, that's one of the questions that I'm asking right now. Am I ever going to meet somebody? You know, it seems to be the in question to ask at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah,
but, you know,
But
you know, Donna, I do believe that, making a link here, that you feel as if life kind of is dragging its heels a little bit there with yourself, okay? You feel as if there's so much more out there for you. But when is it ever going to come around, isn't it?
I'm not doing too much right now.
Yeah, okay, because I know that you feel as if you're dragging your heels a little bit, and you know, life, it's like such a drag for you at the moment, okay? Now, Donna, I know that I have several people here in the spirit world that wants to make the connection here with you. And I know that, you know, the first person I have is a lady that comes through that I know that she was quite slight of her build before she passes on to the spirit world there. I know that she would have been a lady that, I know that she was in the hospital before she passed, because I know your machines that beeps in the background, and I know that means to me that there's a hospital connection with this lady. Either she was in and out of the hospital for a little while, or she actually passed in the hospital, I'm not sure, but I know that she's quite slight of her build. She makes me aware that she would have lost a little bit of weight as well before she passed. I know that she certainly has a condition that settles to do something with her stomach, because I know that she makes me discomfort within my stomach. It's almost as if it came up and it traveled. I know that it settles there. And you'd understand who I've got with me, yeah?
Yes.
Good. Because I know, Donna, as she links you with me, you know, she's the one I'm asking about you meeting someone and your finances and everything else that's going on there. And, you know, she says to me here that, so it was quite a few months ago that you broke up from your last relationship then, is that right?
It's been a long time.
Okay. See, because I'm seeing like two. Now, I know it's not 2 months. I believe it's maybe like more like 2 years, is that right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay. And, you know, if I said to you that it's since that breakup that you felt your life going downhill quite slowly from there on in, is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I said to you that, you know, you've actually overcome the obstacles, if you like, for what comes with a breakup, you've overcome and you kind of moved on from that. But it's like, you know, is there anyone else out there that will take you on? And that's not meant to sound offensive, because it's not meant, but that's the way you feel. Is there anyone else out there that's going to take me on within this condition there? Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, Donna, I believe I want to say to you that, you know, there's always people there for us. And you know, this is something that that was said to me just the other day. And this is what the Spirit is telling me. You know, that you'll never meet anyone if you don't put yourself out there. Do you understand that?
I know. That's so true. I know.
And you know, I know that's what I'm being told, that, you know, you have to be available to start before you become available. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And you know, the finances, I know that, you know, it's almost as if things have been coming more difficult for you as you've been going along for the past few months then, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You've seen things develop quite dramatically in the last few months, because I know that it's like as if life is taking a turn for the worst there, or what you believe has been taking a turn for the worst. I know that the spirit world comes close around you there, Donna, to try and pick your vibration up, okay? You are aware of the spirit yourself there, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I see them. I talk to them. I even see them. It's amazing.
Perfect, perfect. You know, because, you know, I'm able to see them, sense them, hear them, you know, and it's absolutely brilliant and wonderful. But, you know, if I said to you that you should start using your ability there, Donna, because I know that you don't really use it as much as you should, does that make sense there to you?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to perfect it a little more, and it comes when I'm not even trying. You know, that I'll hear them and I'll see them, and And so I never know when it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen.
That's the best time. That's the best time the Spirit World can work with you, okay? Now, I'm going to let you into a little secret, okay? But it's not a secret. It's sense, you know? If it comes when you're least expected and you never know when it's coming next, okay? Think of yourself of like as if you're a captain, okay, of a ship, okay? Uh-huh. And you are the captain of your ship, and the ship is you, yourself, your body, okay? And the spirit is trying to link there with you, okay? If you can imagine yourself as you are being the captain of your own ship, then they will only communicate when you wanted to, not when they wanted to, okay? So that you become in control of it, not it becoming control of you, okay? That's the part you need to figure out, is how to use it to of when you want it to be used, not when they want to use you. Because otherwise, you know, we kind of will get stagnant and stay where we are. And I believe that, you know, I need to say to you, come on, girl, we can work with it. But you have to learn how to control it, not it control you. Does that make sense there, Donna?
It does make sense. And also, by not being the captain of what's happening, I get a little bit drained sometimes. It's a little bit pulling on my mental when it does happen.
Yes, and you know, it will do that for you, okay? Because you're not in control of it. It just happens all of a sudden, and bang, it's there, you know? But if you can learn to control it, then you're able to control all the emotions that goes with it, the feeling of being physically drained. You know, there's something I always do, Donna, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I do every time. Before I even link to the spirit world, I kind of open myself up as a channel. If you can imagine, like, opening up a door, okay? I walk through that door, and I know I'm ready to work for the spirit world. But every time I finish, I walk back out of that door. And I close it behind me, okay? Because then that way, they can't come in when I'm trying to sleep. They can't come in when I'm trying to work. They will only come in when I step in through that door, okay? So I'm the captain of this ship, and they will only come in when I want them to.
Because sometimes they even surprise me. It's like, hey, you know, it's like I'm not even expecting you, and you just kind of came on me and surprised me a bit, you know?
You know, and that's exactly what they do, because... See, because if you can imagine, let's imagine it a different way. If you imagine being in, like, just say that there was no light, okay, and we're in, like, a dark place, okay? I'm not saying the spirit world is dark or you were dark. Please don't get me wrong. But just imagine being in a dark place, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a light on in that dark place, okay?
Right.
And the spirit world will kind of be attracted to that light, the same as we would be attracted to that light, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, so if you're an open channel 24/7, that light is always on. And the spirit will come in no matter what, okay? So you have to kind of turn that light on, shut that door, be the captain of your own ship.
Yeah.
Okay? And you know, you have to mean that. See, and once you can control that, then that's when the development starts. That's when you start training and using your abilities. So that we are able to be in control of it, okay? Now, I'm also being told that it comes in that quick. It kind of catches you off guard, and it can kind of startle you sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes.
You know, and especially when you see them walking past you. That's what I'm being told. They kind of walk past you all the time, don't they?
They do, yes, absolutely. And I see children, too, and yeah.
Yeah, you know, because I know that's where you are. So, you know, Donna, the only, you know, I'd love to connect with you on Facebook or you know, so that we can chat you know, more about this.
Yeah,
sorry?
Wonderful.
Yeah, okay, well, come and join me. It's Mike Davis Medium. I mean, you will have to be careful. There is two pages, okay, because we've reached a maximum on one. But come and find me, Mike Davis Medium, and I'd love to chat to you more on this and how to grow your development, and how to make it work there for you, because, you know, this is something I absolutely adore. I love showing people the way how to be in control of it, you know. And please do come and join us.
That would be wonderful. I would really appreciate that.
Okay, well, you know, I'm certainly the right person that can help you with that, and you know. But thank you, Donna, for calling in, and thank you for allowing me to work with these lovely people in the spirit world. And, you know, I'm being told that the headaches will clear soon. Do you understand the headaches will clear soon?
The what?
The headaches will clear soon.
Oh, okay, yes, yes.
Because you're getting a lot of headaches right in the front there, aren't you?
Yeah, I have been, just lately, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Okay, see, isn't it wonderful how they know exactly what's going on in your life? But, you know, come and connect with me on Facebook, and you know, we can chat some other time on this. And but I say thank you very much for calling in, Donna.
Thank you, Mike.
The pleasure's all mine. We'll download a copy of your reading in the archives, and, you know, come and join us on MikeDavisMedium.com. Or even in Facebook, they've just said Mike Davis Medium, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I believe that we have area code 229 there with us. Hi, area code 229.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
That's okay. Can we take your name, please?
Yes, my name is Melvin.
Melvin. Hi, Melvin. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm from Georgia, calling from South Georgia.
Okay, from Georgia. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Just a general reading, but I do have a question about a friend of mine that's staying with me. I don't know if she's seeing anyone else because she just left the house, and I don't know what's going on with her.
Okay, well, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, Elizabeth, okay? And I'm sure that she'll be able to help you with that as much as she can. So, Elizabeth, it's all over to you there.
Hello, Melvin.
Hi, Miss Elizabeth. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Kind of a little stressed a little bit about situations with this young lady. We haven't talked in about since October last year. And all of a sudden, she sent me a Facebook message and wanted me to contact her. So I let her move back in, but I do have feelings for her. And I don't know if she's right now. She left, and I don't know if she's with someone else sexually.
Okay, I understand, Melvin. And that must be very, as you said, very stressful for you at the moment. I'm just having a look at some romance cards to try and get some clarity on this situation and to help you a little bit. I think that it's interesting because straight away I've got the card that says, give your relationship a chance. So I think you've got to talk to her and be very, and ask her just to be very honest with you about how she feels and what's going on and say that, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I've got feelings, but I want you to be very honest with me. Because I don't want to keep feeling like I'm in a dilemma of not knowing what future we've got together. And I really do believe that in order for you to get your answers, it's just to be direct in a nice way, though, because I don't see her as a bad person. I'm seeing her as a quite caring lady, but you can't be thinking about these things that are making you feel upset and emotional. So the best way to deal with it, I'm being shown, is for you to have an honest conversation with her, maybe tomorrow when you've calmed down a little bit, because I feel that this lady is very confused at the moment, if I'm honest, and she's a little bit like she doesn't know what she wants exactly. So I can only tell it you in the way that I get it, but I know I look at her and see a question mark over her head and she's a bit confused. But what is lovely, Melvin, and I want you to remember that I've told you this, that I know from the cards that I've just pulled out for you on a romantic level that you will be married. I'm not saying it's to this lady, but there is the wedding card there for you and that there is marriage coming in for you. So I know you're going to be a very happy man, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And I want you to remember that. Now, there's also going to be connections to somebody called Lynn or Lydia or Linda or a very similar name to that.
Well, I did meet a woman named Lisa.
How long ago?
About 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you? Because they're showing me the initial L around romance for you.
Yes, but she, I've been calling her this weekend, but she haven't returned my calls or texts or anything, and because she's off work and I was off this weekend, and I thought maybe we had planned to kind of hang out together. But
Well, maybe she's gone away for like a little break, but just try, you know, and see where that goes. I'm sure she'll get back to you. But I know I see a name like that around you, so just bear that in mind. But ultimately, you're going to be happy because there's the wedding card here. So I know you're going to find exactly what you're looking for, okay? So just hold that thought in your mind, because I've also picked a card up that says, see the light. So you will see the light and you will see. But where this other lady's concerned, it is all about heart-to-heart conversations for you at the moment. Right, now, have you got any links to somebody called Thomas, or is there anybody in the family called Tom, Thomas?
Thomas?
Yes.
My brother-in-law last name is Thomas. My sister, husband, my last name is Thomas.
Okay, now I want you to think about that side of the family there, because they're taking me where Thomas is, that name of Thomas. And I think you need to talk to your sister, okay?
Uh-huh.
Have you lost a little bit of a connection with your sister at the moment?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have.
They're showing that you haven't been talking as much as you used to. Like, there's lost connections there. And I know I've got a lady that steps in from the spirit world, you see, that is very close to you and your sister. This is either mom or grandmother, because she comes over in a very motherly, maternal way to you.
Yes.
And I know that she is trying to get you to come back together with your sister. Is there also a V name? Is there anybody called Vic or Vanessa?
Vic or Vanessa.
They show me the initial V. The initial V.
Okay. It's not... Well, I know a Vic but and a Vanessa at work, but I... Let's see. It's not ringing. I'm not catching it right now.
Okay, well, that's interesting, because if they are these people who's at work, then they will draw closer to you and there'll be a significance why that was given. So just pop that down. And did somebody have a very small dog, like a Jack Russell type, like a little terrier?
Who does? I think my nephew does. My niece.
Because I think very much I'm looking around this little dog and the people around that little dog again. It's almost like you've lost connections with the family and you need to draw family close to you. I know there's going to be a celebration towards the end of September where there'll be an opportunity for family to come together, okay?
Yes, yeah. Because what I was trying to do, I was trying to finish up my degree. Middle grade education, but the semester start already, and I ran out of funds, and I don't have enough to finish up my 8 classes. And the semester started on the 17th of this month, and I won't be able to do, because I need funding for 8 classes. Also having financial difficulties. Do you see any check coming in the mail or any financial money, unexpected money that's popping up for me anytime soon?
Let me take a look for you. We've got the card that says Page of Water. Now, Page of Water is all about new people and new events coming into your life. And it's all about relationships, you see. So
right.
I believe that there is somebody that will be coming in that will help you financially, or certainly give you some very good financial advice. And I almost think that this is where it's at, Melvin, is that they will tell you about either some kind of grant or some kind of money that you would be entitled to claim. Okay?
Yes, okay.
It's almost like they'll show you where to go to make that claim. I don't know whether that means it's like a government thing where you claim money, or that there is something on an insurance level. But I know you'll be able to make a claim and pull some money in from that direction. But this person that comes in will say, hey, have you thought about this? Because you're entitled to something. And they will give you that information.
Okay. How soon is that? This person going to come in?
In the next 8 weeks.
Okay.
That's what I get around it.
Will you see me graduating this next year?
Yes. You will graduate and you will get very, very good grades, very good results, very high. Because they tell me that when you put your mind to something, you're very good at focusing and applying yourself.
Right, exactly. Yes, ma'am. Well, the friend that's staying with me right now, her name is Clooney. And you said she's kind of got a lot on her mind, but she's not seeing anyone right now. She's not here right now as we speak, but she's not out with nobody else, is she?
I can't answer that one for you, Melvin, because I'm not being shown it. All I can say what they tell me is you need to talk to her because she's in a confusing situation. She's a little bit got a lot of different things going on around her, and she doesn't really know what to do. So that opportunity to talk will be very, very good. I'm really sorry, though, Melvin. We're going to have to leave it there because we're running out of time for the show. So let us know how you get on.
Okay, I will. Yes, ma'am. Is there a way I can reach you for a private session?
Yes. Yes. If you contact me on my Facebook, it's Elizabeth Lee Crowther, LEE-Crowther, or you can email me at animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes,
okay, well, thank
day.
You, Melvin, there for calling in. I know that a great friend of mine, Christine Matthews from Spiritual Journey, she wants to say a big hi to you. She did leave messages in the chat room for you, but, I just wish you all the best, and, thank you very much for calling in, Melvin.
Okay, thank you very much. Tell Christine, tell her I said hi.
Okay, no problem. I will. I'm with Christine in a little bit, so I'll sort of tell her then if I don't have a chance to tell her in a bit. So thank you, Melvin, for calling. We'll say bye for now.
Okay.
Okay. Elizabeth, time has come to beat us again. We only have a few minutes left of the show, it just seems to fly by, doesn't it?
It does. I know. It's so much fun doing radio shows, and I love connecting with new people and giving readings. So I've enjoyed being on your show again this evening, Mike.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Elizabeth. And your Facebook page is Elizabeth Lee-Crowther, isn't it?
It is, and there's a little button on there that says message, so people can send me a private message that way.
And your email address is?
animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk. And I can also offer Skype readings if anybody's interested, and you get a full hour reading.
Okay, so that's the way that you can get hold of Elizabeth. You can get hold of me on Facebook and Mike Davis Medium. As I said earlier on, there is two pages. The one is full, but the other one you can add me as a friend. You can still message me in the other one, which is full. But, if you want to add me as a friend, you have to search for the other one. You can get hold of me as well via www.mikedavismedium.com. I'll say thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget, same time, same place next week. There's lots of shows here broadcasted from Mike Spirit FM. I know that we're live again tomorrow evening or tomorrow day. It's at 9 p.m. UK time, which is 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the Guiding Lights. And then Tuesday, we have Nick Humphreys. Wednesday, that we have Oscar. And Thursday, I believe that Nick will be doing the show on Thursday as well. So I'm led to believe. I'm not sure on that one, but we can advise you further on that. I will say for me, from Elizabeth, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.